The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now, from the rooftop of the Rockies, it's Backbone Radio with Matt Dunn.
Yeah, it's chaos theory. That's the attempt you're seeing here. It's May 31st, 2020, Backbone Radio, Matt Dunn here. And in a way, I'm advising people, don't get too sucked into this and don't follow all this and like get all emotionally distraught. And yet another way is, you know, you got to pay very close attention and have the right perspective on this. And is it fair to look at it in this way? Democrats, they don't like to play chess. They don't want to play by the rules. They're going to kick over the chessboard if it looks like they're cornered. Do you see the distinction there? They're playing a power ideology game here. They're not playing by the laws, by the Constitution. Mueller failed. The Russia hoax failed. The coronavirus lockdowns, all of that, destroying the economy, that has failed to take down Donald Trump, to take down his numbers. And in fact, a lot of that has backfired. And as we head to Spygate exposure, Obamagate exposure, key people in the FBI, the CIA, maybe even all the way up to Barack Obama, indefinite legal exposure here, thanks to the sunlight from Grinnell, from Ratcliffe. Oh, these people are cornered. They're boxed in. So what do we get? We get the next attempt. We get the mobs. We get the riots. Is that a fair way to look at it? I think that this is all connected. And one thing, could this be that the Democrats are realizing Biden doesn't have a chance in November? Trump's going to win again. Trump is going to win re-election in November. They realize it. So they've got to. They tried this lockdown. They tried the response to coronavirus that was so draconian. They tried to lock down their people in their states. And it looks, oh, man, the blue state people, they didn't like being locked down. It's backfiring on Whitmer in Michigan. It's backfiring on Newsom in California. And Cuomo in New York, he mandated that nursing homes accept COVID patients, killing people in nursing homes. Ah, Cuomo. What a disaster in New York. De Blasio, throw him in there. Everything's failing, so let's get the mobs out, right? And one thing I'll just quickly point out for the phone lines is that the economic lockdown that we have just been through has created a kind of a panic in Jason Furman, a top economist in the Obama administration, big article in Politico a couple of days ago. Guess what? We are about to see, says Furman, again, an Obama economist, we're going to see an absolute slingshot in this economy in the third quarter heading into the election. We're going to see the best numbers we have ever seen economically in the history of this country in terms of growth, in terms of employment gains, and go across the board. And then there's Donald Trump heading into re-election, sitting on the best economic numbers ever. And Furman says Democrats are very aware of this possibility. They are freaked out by it. They are panicked by this. And holy cow, that might be the next thing. And, you know, pile this on. It was just last week that Joe Biden came out with that infamous comment, "You ain't black." And look at other data. Joe Biden is seriously underperforming with African-American voters in the polls right now. Donald Trump is doing particularly well with African-American voters and especially with young African-American voters. Joe Biden is doing much worse than Hillary did in the African-American community. And there's a big report on that over at the BonginoReport.com website, which I encourage you to check out. So here we are. Kind of makes sense? Does it kind of add up? Do you see what I'm saying? I think you might. And maybe it's the last gasp we're watching, the last gasp of the Democrats as they finally concede that they don't have a chance, that they can't win, and they're pulling out all the stops, and anarchy and chaos are their last best option for them. But even that backfires too. The American people don't like that. They don't want to see this. They're not in favor of this. The American people agree that what has happened here, what happened in Minneapolis to George Floyd, everyone agrees that was bad, that was horrible. But we also agree that the riots are bad and the riots are horrible. Another backfire, folks, and the media is desperate not to let this get pinned on Antifa, the real people who are doing this. You see how this goes? Keep alert. Be very alert. Somebody just sent a text to studio saying that every all metro area Walmarts are closed until 7 a.m. tomorrow. And I have not looked that up in the media to verify that, but thank you for an alert listener and Backbone Country for sending that in. But make sure that you have the perspective that all of this is connected and that I have the perspective that this is all going to backfire on the left, on the elites, on the ruling class, on the establishment, on the Spygate, Obamagate perpetrators. This is their next big backfire. To the phone lines, let's bring Charlene up. And Charlene, thank you for checking in with Backbone Radio. How are you tonight?
I'm fine. And you're on target. It's all connected. And they're getting desperate. Connected. And I just want to say that Soros is really getting his money's worth
Soros?
Out of these Democrat
as
governors.
George Soros,
and
you mean?
Mayors. Yes. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, he helped get them elected, and they're doing his bidding, in my opinion. But we've gone from one uninterrupted crisis to another. You know, we've gone the Mueller investigation, then the COVID virus, and now these riots. And,
yep.
You know, the way I look at it, if they wanted to stop these protests and this vandalism, they could. The blue states don't want to stop it. And, you know, like in Arkansas, we have a Democrat mayor, and then we have a Republican governor. Well, the mayor let things get out of hand, and then the governor came in and used the state police, and they used tear gas, and they stopped it.
Well, I'll tell you, think about that perspective that you just said. In Minneapolis, they have a Democrat mayor. They have Democrat senators. They have a Democrat governor. Everybody is Democrat that is attached to anywhere near Minneapolis. And for them to somehow want to try to, like, stretch this into being like a Trump problem, of course, you see the agenda here, right?
Exactly. They can stop it if they want to. But, you know, I agree with you. The deep state must be worried because they are ratcheting up the tactics, the shock and the awe, you know, where people are, we're just shocked. We're like, did these people just get beat up with a board by these strong men, thugs, and the police were nowhere around? The police were, They backed down. The police just walked off and left these store owners defenseless.
Exactly.
It's so hard to watch.
Democrat mayors in these cities seem to be just basically letting this happen. That certainly applies to Minneapolis. And if you saw the video footage in Dallas, this poor guy's trying to defend his little tiny business he owns. And, man, he got beaten up and whacked over the head with skateboards by these thug types.
I just saw a man and wife that got beat up, and they were beat up. You know, your Antifa.
You're talking about Rochester, New York. Yeah, in front of their little tiny antique store, this little family.
This little woman that was like 60 years old. And so these Antifa protesters, they're not your typical living in the basement Antifa protesters. These are thugs. I mean, they're strong people. I mean, they are getting 2x4s and just knocking the heck out of people. And the police are standing down. And, you know, I just think it's a crisis that's been manufactured. And I think it's true. It's because they have run out of options. And, you know, things are working with China. You know, China is losing favor with the world. And, you know, most of this deep state cabal has its hands in China. You know, China became the golden goose. The goose that laid the golden egg. You know, it used to be the United States with manufacturing. Then it became China. So China's losing favor. And I think Grinnell is.
Trump is getting ready to decouple from China. He's getting ready to administer the Trump treatment to China, which is going to be a glorious thing. Trump has just severed the American relationship with the World Health Organization. Glory to that. WHO has screwed up and botched everything about coronavirus.
That's their cash cow. You know, that is, they've been investing in China, this cabal has, instead of the United States. And so I think it's, you know, it's all playing off each other. And
how sad is it, Charlene?
Sometimes I think
our leaders, our elites, our ruling class is more attached to China, more attached to other nations than to America. And in fact, they despise and loathe America, American founding, American Constitution. They want to tear this place down. And you started out by mentioning George Soros. George Soros.
Yes.
Is he in the middle of all this? Is his money in the middle of all this? Is his money connected to Antifa going back all these years? Is Antifa the mob rule anarchic wing of the Democratic Party that they bring in situations like these?
Yeah, I think he's recruiting from the prisons now because there's some mean, straight-mean people out there. And I just hope we get through all this.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting heading into November. And, you know, here it is. What? It's not even June yet. Election is 5 months away.
A lot of pent-up demand, and the economy is going to come back again.
Slingshot in the economy, and it's going to be in Trump's favor. Get ready. Charlene, you are amazing. We love you. Talk soon. Be right back.
News Talk 710, KNUS. News Talk 710, KNUS. Listen live at radio.com. This is Backbone Radio with Matt Dunn, News Talk 710 KNUS.
Walking free in harmony, one fine day we'll fly away. Don't you know that Rome wasn't built in a day? Hey, hey, hey.
All right, welcome back. Yeah, Backbone Radio. And we are emitting the loving and the peaceful vibes from Backbone Radio, from KNUS here today. And reminding you that the American people are unified on the important stuff here. We're unified that what happened to George Floyd was very bad. And we're unified that the riots are bad. And to distinguish between a protester and a rioter is not a very hard thing to do, but the media is seeming to have a hard time doing it, and they want to sow division. They want to sow chaos. It's a Democratic Party that's on its last legs, knows they don't have a chance in November unless they unleash the mobs now after all the coronavirus lockdown only improve President Trump's standing with the American people, his numbers going up. This morning, CNN's Jake Tapper talking to Robert O'Brien, the National Security Advisor for Donald Trump. Tapper's trying to say that, yeah, there's right-wing, Russia-related white supremacist groups involved in all this. And Robert O'Brien says, no, they're not. He says, does Robert O'Brien, this is driven by Antifa. Robert O'Brien hasn't seen anything. He's a national security, anything to do with right-wing groups involved with all this. And so Tapper trying to pull some kind of a strange gotcha there, promote the meme that right-wing groups are in there. No, no, no. Folks, this is Antifa. This is leftist. This is, in my opinion, George Soros, the guy who wants to destroy America, bring down this country, hates America for some weird reason, trying to take down America. And you know what? America's united and doesn't want that. No, thank you. The next backfire is happening right now, and it could get wilder. I mean, it could get really crazy. Now, we've got full lines. I'm going to talk to everybody. I wanted to get just a click or two of audio in. Laura Logan, woman from South Africa, used to be with CBS News. Now she's with Fox News, and she adds some commentary as to who are these people? Who are these rioters? What's going on here? This is fascinating stuff. Take a little listen here, as set up by Laura Ingram last night.
Guest is Laura Logan, host of Laura Logan Has No Agenda on Fox Nation. Laura, I've been online trying to track what the role of Antifa has been in Minneapolis, Atlanta, and in New York, and unfolding now, apparently, in Los Angeles. What can you tell us about how they might be mucking things up and making these things very, very unstable?
Well, what they're doing, Laura, is exploiting the existing conditions and exploiting the local residents, exploiting the very justified outpouring of grief and anger. They specialize in masking themselves behind genuine protesters and exploiting these opportunities to agitate and destroy. These are professional antagonizers, right? They've been trained. They have manuals in how to do this with their tactics, their techniques, and their procedures. And if you look at them in the crowd, you can start to pick them out because they're very different to the rest of the protesters. They typically wear black, all dressed in black, not always. They have different levels in the hierarchical structure. But you'll see the ones, especially that are in this subculture of real professional antagonists and instigators. And they wear all in black. They often have equipment on their backs. They'll have gas masks that aren't the typical gas masks. Those are the expensive ones. They'll have SDLR cameras, which cost thousands and thousands of dollars that the average protester doesn't have. They'll have communications equipment like radios with military-grade antennas. You'll see they have earpieces in their ears. There are repeaters on top of vehicles. And these people come from the outside. And this is something I've spoken today to counterterrorism people, law enforcement, intelligence people. And what all of them complain about is the fact that law enforcement has not been doing anything about the proliferation of these cells all across this country for years now. They've existed for a long time, but in the age of social media, the word that was used was supercharged, right? Mm-hmm. They've become supercharged, and they're able to influence an extraordinary amount of people. So you don't need a lot of them.
Yeah, Laura Logan. I've got more Laura Logan coming up. I'll save that clip where she continues and picks it up from there. Who's paying for the fancy cameras? Who's paying for the fancy gas masks? Who's paying for the fancy black backpacks that these Antifa people are carrying around? Who's paying for their radio transmitters as they communicate from one Antifa member to another? Who's paying? We talked about George Soros earlier. You wonder if that's part of this constellation of funding for the mob wing of the Democratic Party. Let's talk to Peter now. Peter in Denver, thank you for checking in. What's on your mind, Peter?
Hi, Matt. How you doing, Matt?
Doing okay.
Okay, first I want to thank you for your show because you're really the only live conservative voice we get on Sundays.
Amen,
and the
brother.
Way things change, the way things change hourly, we need it every day of the week.
Right on.
But
staying on top of it.
I like the analogy you made about them kicking over the chessboard.
Yes.
And I was thinking they want to play. If you remember the old board game Risk, the game of world domination, they used to count it as. Yeah, that's the game they want to play. They just want to dominate everything. But
it's a massive power struggle, and civilization depends upon two people, opposing parties, wanting to play chess and abide by the rules and try to defeat one another by the rules. Yeah. You know, one party wins, one loses an election, but they want to kick over the chessboard, and that's not very civilized behavior. And we'll see how it plays. Mm-hmm. But yeah, sorry I interrupted you. Carry on, Peter.
Yeah. Oh, that's okay. I was just watching. This was like 15 minutes ago. I got the TV on the news while I'm listening to the radio. I just use it for video. And on Channel 7, they had President Trump come on. And he said during the Washington, the riots at the White House in D.C., that they're going to be using riot-trained dogs. Okay, and then they cut away from him. And the person, I don't know what their name is, they said, these are much like the tactics they used during the 60 civil rights protest in the South, and they show a black and white picture of Southern cops sicking dogs on protesters. I'm like, you've got to be kidding me.
Whose dogs are these? Meaning, whose dogs? These are secret
riot trained dogs.
Secret Service dogs, though? They belong like to the Secret Service or to law enforcement?
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
And then they cut to a picture of the Selma riots with Southern cops.
Oh, you've got to be kidding me.
I swear, right hand to God, I'm telling you. There's no bottom to them. There's just no bottom.
They're forever seeking their next nadir, which is their next low point. Get ready for the propaganda.
Well,
I'm waiting to see the mainstream media people caught conversing or phone calls talking to Antifa members. You know, I'm waiting to see that come out. Now that they've been designated as domestic terrorists thanks to Donald Trump and AG Barr, we might get some access to some of those phone records. We'll see, huh?
Oh, no, that's First Amendment rights for the press. You can't do that.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well,
you see that coming, but this is so far the newest low that they've reached. I just wanted to let you know what I was watching.
Yeah. Well, right on, Peter. So let me just say, stay close with us if you would, and we're honored to have you check in right here on Backbone Radio. Thank you, Peter. And is it the end of the world as we know it? No, I don't think so. We'll get through this one, but I'll tell you what, how much more destruction are we going to have to see? As the American people, they don't want this. We don't want this. Nobody wants this, except for like this small little fringe group that gets amplified by media, personages. And it's Antifa, folks. Antifa. What do you think about that? We'll be right back.
KNUS Denver, a Salem Media Group station. This is Backbone Radio with Matt Dunn. News Talk 710 KNUS.
It's going to come. Out on the edge of darkness. There is a peace train.
Up on the peace train. Come on, Antifa, join us there.
Come take me home again. I've been smiling lately. Thinking about the good things to come. And I believe it could be something good has begun. For peace train sounding louder.
Ride on the peace train.
Come on the peace train.
Yeah, get on the peace train.
Peace train, holy roller.
We're inviting the Antifa leftist thugs to get in touch with their leftist roots from the 60s. Like, get back to being peaceniks, you know? It's like peace, brother. We're talking about peace and love. Let's get back to it. Let's find it. It's part of your DNA, right? I don't know. Somewhere along the way, the left has morphed into violent, pro-violent, anarchist, semi-trained people, you know, with their equipment, their fancy, their radios and their gas masks and, you know, stuff like that. Their cameras, fancy cameras, says Laura Logan. And I just think peace is the better way to go. And but for some reason, they want chaos. They want to provoke. And again, the deep state is cornered. The Obama people are cornered. And so mob rule time. Let's bring out the mob. Say, AG Barr, you want to prosecute people? You want to prosecute Comey, Brennan, Clapper, McCabe, Yates, go down that list. Well, we're going to bring out the mob. Could that be what's going on here? And Laura Logan had one more little bit describing who these Antifa people are. This is from Fox News last night. Let's hear it.
You have these professional agitators. They use and exploit the people around them. And what's happened in Minneapolis that's really interesting to people who study these groups is a confluence of Black Lives Matter and Antifa. Because ironically, you know, they make it all about the racial divide and this terrible racist injustice. But Antifa is mostly white. And they don't really care. They don't care about uniting the U.S. They don't care about getting rid of racism. They're slow. Slogans are about abolishing the police, right? They use sayings like the only good cops are dead cops. So they're not looking to reform the system or fix the system or anything like that. You've got a black police chief in Minnesota, right? You've got many other black officials. They don't want to support those people. Those black people are not on their agenda. It's the people who can be exploited. Because when Minneapolis is burned to the ground and any other city like Ferguson, they move on. And who's left holding the baby, right? Who's left with the destruction? Who's poorer?
The people,
because their
the citizens.
Cities and their businesses have been burned down and destroyed.
Right.
Yes.
Well,
the citizens that they say they care about, which they don't.
It's about creating anarchy and taking down the whole American system. They think America is a corrupt, awful, horrid,
rotten
place.
Well, and regime change.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's all part of the...
And what they're doing is they're provoking the police.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Provoking the police, provoking the National Guard. They want a replay of Kent State.
Yeah.
And one thing I've seen is lots of people complaining about the police allowing the police station to be burned to the ground. What Antifa wanted was the police to defend that building and to fight with them and capture those images of the evil policeman with his weapons, attacking the innocent civilian. And they denied them that opportunity. That was very strategic. And in many ways, very smart. But what they have to do now is map those cell phone networks, map the finances, follow the money,
Laura,
as always.
Yeah, Laura,
who's
we got to hold you there. We got to go to breaking news in Minneapolis. Thank you.
And the left is exposing itself once again. Watch the media furiously try not to allow the Antifa label to apply, which is exactly what it should be around here. And by the way, no leftists are condemning Antifa. No Democrat politicians are condemning Antifa. Now, tell me this. How much do you trust all the Democrats pushing for the mail-in ballot now? The corrupt, no voter ID, mandatory mail-in ballot the Democrats want to try to cheat 2020. You trust them? They're not even condemning this violence. They're not even condemning Antifa. And they all want the mail-in ballot, do the Democrats? How trusting are you on that front? Tell you what, let's go to Father Hugh, our own Harvard undergrad, Harvard Law School trained caller, frequent caller here to Backbone Radio, a fellow who, when I tangle with this guy on matters of law, it doesn't turn out well for host Dunn, I'll tell you. But welcome, and how are you seeing things, Father Hugh?
Harvard is not a plus these days. That's the first thing. Actually, simple. We're in Weimar. I hate this bunch, and I won't. To the historians who know, after World War One, the Kaiser was deposed in Germany, and this is the horrible irony of it all and sadness. So they decided to have a republic in Germany, and they located it in Weimar. And why did they locate it in Weimar? Because it was where Goethe wrote. It was intended to convey. And what then happened, the communist gangs came, and they assassinated some of the liberal politicians. And what is not so often brought up, that's why the Nazis got the following they got, because it was opposition to the socialists and their thugs. That's what we got. I have the feeling I'm being maneuvered into the position of being a fascist because these people. Now, I won't do a rant. One little tiny nugget. Devin Nunes found out, got the whole Spygate thing beginning to unravel by subpoenaing the bank records of Fusion GPS.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we need to do about all of these Antifa and
follow the money.
You got it.
Who's paying Antifa? Exactly right. What is the money trail?
Yeah, and Black Lives Matter. I mean, things equal to equal things. I don't have a thing about Black Lives Matter, but we know what Laura Logan just said. They're two peas in a pod. They're working in conjunction. The organization, and I bet you 10 to 1, you know, people in the black community, the real people, don't know anything about the control that people like Soros. And I'm sick of hearing that it's just Soros. I'm positive there are a batch of other interests that are funneling the money.
Right. And in some ways, Soros is kind of the figurehead for that.
Yeah.
But he's got the deepest pockets, and he seems to turn up everywhere. He's all over Ukraine. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'd love to follow the money around Ukraine and all the Obama, Hillary Clinton, Joe Biden corruption that was going on over there, in which, you know, a lot of these leftists end up with quite a bit of money in their own pockets with all the corruption that they somehow they find profitable. But, you know, would you see that this might be a kind of a continuation of the attempt to get rid of Donald Trump, you know, where we are right now, and the lawlessness of the Democrat Party in this country? That, you know, hey, the coronavirus, dang, that didn't work, so let's bring the mob out now.
Well, I hate to do this to you, but I had planned on it. Matt, my man.
Yes, my man. My brother.
The law and the rule of law went by the board about 25 years ago, and it's been under assault. And we have these judges who are social justice people. They don't give a damn about what the statute says. It's like, oh, we need to do this and whatever. And who knows? And as you know, that is a Soros project to get local socialists or collaborators appointed to judicial positions.
Interesting. And another Soros project is through multiple different organizations is the all-mail ballot. Soros money is all over this all-mail ballot concept. Not to go back to Soros again, but yeah, rule of law, the best antidote I have ever found to the depredations against the rule of law is the American Constitution. That is why I think the left despises the Constitution, because our founders were so ingenious in their invention of this mechanism.
But here's my hobby horse. We need a real firebrand like Mitch McConnell to stand up for the Constitution.
The turtle. Yeah. Yeah, the Mitch McConnell.
And I despair. I mean, and you read some of these judicial opinions. I mean, I'll leave it at this. It always amazes me that the Gang of Four, it's like they're fused at the hip, the Supreme Court, meaning Ruth Bader, Sotomayor, Breyer, and Kagan. There's never a split. You know, sometimes on our side, there'll be a variety of opinions and concurrences and dissents and blah, blah, blah. Not with them.
Nope, they hang together, and the mainstream media hangs together. The mainstream media does not allow dissenting opinion, and the one network, Fox News, that kind of breaks away from the liberal establishment dogma, they're under constant attack. You know what I mean? Laura Ingraham, Sean Hannity, Tucker Carlson are constantly under attack to try to get them to like lose advertisers or get thrown off air. But you know, it doesn't work, and that's the masses want to see that other voice.
Our people... Meaning Mitch McConnell, Lardbus, people like that need to speak up, and of course they don't. They're useless.
Right.
And but somehow we need to get a control. And I've wondered. Mark Levin often has on the guy Brent Bozell from Media Matters, and I keep waiting.
Media Research Center, actually.
Pardon me?
Media Research Center, MRC.
Right.
Yes,
I get them mixed up all the time. And I keep waiting for some revelation, you know. Oh, don't you know that the Bank of England is behind Soros, or which is probably impossible because he did the run on the silver. But, yeah.
By the way, Media Matters is the Soros entity.
Yeah.
You can't get away from that guy.
I wait for Brent Bozell to do Peel Away. Never happens.
Interesting. Well, Father Hugh, delightful conversation with you. You, you know, just stay safe out there doing what you're doing and keep close with us, if you would, as we carry on through the anarchy. Be right back.
KNUS. News Talk 710 KNUS. Listen live at radio.com. Now, back to Backbone Radio with Matt Dunn. News Talk 710 KNUS.
Let's have some Grateful Dead. Remember back when the left was kind, gentle peacenik types?
Well, the first days are the hardest days. Don't you worry anymore. When life looks like easy street, there is danger at your door. Think this through with me. Let me know your mind. Whoa, oh, what I want to know is, are you kind?
Are you kind? Yeah, what happened to the kindness vibe?
It's a buck. Dancers,
and I'll just submit this to you, is that the left is never about kindness and gentleness. And if you look at the 20th century in the history, there are the leftist movements, the communist movements. And Father Hugh was talking about Nazism, socialism. They were socialists. Just remember that. The Nazis were the socialists. They were going against the communists that were infiltrating Germany. And so we had socialism, the two branches of the left. The left is not about peace and quiet and about the rule of law. What is the left about? The left is about power, the power ideology, a power obsession. And again, it is the American founding, the American Constitution, the sentiments outlined in that Constitution, which are a way to have truth, justice, natural rights stand up to the natural power predations that tend to come along when you get enough people high enough in power to start lording it over a country. And what we've had here in America is you've had this outsider come in, Donald Trump, incredibly heroically win the 2016 election, go against the entire power structure of everything, and that man flew around in his jet and won. One of the most incredible human accomplishments of all time, and ever since then, the left, the establishments of both parties, the deep state, have been trying to expel this intruder into the government that they thought they controlled and had perfect power, using all of the surveillance apparatus, control of all the unelected bureaucrats in every branch of everything, the judicial branch warped and twisted into the leftist favor. Look at what Judge Sullivan is doing. That's how you explain this. And do they want to give that up? Do they want to let this go peacefully? Do they want to allow the American people to choose their president? No, they don't. They've thrown everything. And, you know, the relationship with the left, the rule of law, all you need to know is that no peaceful transition of power. Look at what happened with Spygate, with Obamagate. Look at the Mueller hoax, the Russia hoax. And look at, you know, now they want the cheat strategy of the all-mail ballot. They've tried the coronavirus lockdowns. Mob strategy now. We're down to the mob strategy. We'll see if that works for them. We'll see if chaos works for them. And I just tell you this, that it's a big-time backfire with the American people who want nothing to do with any of this crap. They want to see what happened in that precise situation in Minneapolis dealt with properly, the horrifying nature of that event, the sad and tragic and horrifying death of George Floyd. Let's deal with that precisely. They don't have to spread that all over the country and start burning out people with their little businesses. Old ladies protecting their stores getting beaten up by thugs. The American people are unified against that kind of stuff. Let's be keeping all of this in mind. As Antifa has been branded a domestic terror organization by A.G. Barr and by Donald Trump, President Trump made a few comments on the present situation when he was speaking about the successful SpaceX rocket launch. Remember that rocket launch? Seems like forever ago, right? But that happened. That's a plus. That's a positive thing. That also helps unite the American people to see astronauts heading up into space again, to dock to the space station. All of that has been so incredibly successful. Trump was there to encourage all of that, the noble sentiments therein. But he also, of course, had to address the current situation. And here is what President Trump had to say.
I understand the pain that people are feeling. We support the right of peaceful protesters. And we hear their pleas. But what we are now seeing on the streets of our cities has nothing to do with justice or with peace. The memory of George Floyd is being dishonored by rioters, looters, and anarchists. The violence and vandalism is being led by Antifa and other radical left-wing groups who are terrorizing the innocent, destroying jobs, hurting businesses, and burning down buildings. The main victims of this horrible, horrible situations are the citizens who live in these once lovely communities. The mobs are devastating the life's work of good people and destroying their dreams. Right now, America needs creation, not destruction. Cooperation, not contempt. Security, not anarchy, and there will be no anarchy. Civilization must be cherished, defended, and protected. The voices of law-abiding citizens must be heard, and heard very loudly. We cannot and must not allow a small group of criminals and vandals to wreck our cities and lay waste to our communities. We must defend the rights of every citizen to live without violence, prejudice, or fear.
There we go. That is at least part of President Donald Trump's response issued yesterday to the current scenario playing out with riots across this country. And again, had somebody text the studio that all Walmarts in the Denver metro area will be closed down until 7 a.m. tomorrow morning. Denver is not immune to all of this. I've been watching some of this very closely, and apparently an 8 p.m. curfew this evening. 8 p.m. curfew. There are curfews in several large cities across this country. But again, don't forget, the American people are unified in this, but the media wants to sow the division. This is not a black-white issue. This is not a left-right issue. In some ways, it's a pro-riot versus anti-riot issue at this point. That's what this has evolved into. And, you know, who's really pro-riot? Do you think the majority of the American people are going to be pro-riot in all this? But I know for sure the majority of the American people would be all about seeing accountability delivered to what happened in Minneapolis and handle that situation appropriately. But as far as, you know, like, what does anybody in any other city have to do with that situation? I don't see anything. And it's just misdirected anger, misdirected rage, and it is rage that is directed in those directions for political gain from some people who see their political prospects dwindling and dissipating by the day. And that brings us to, we're going to have to get into the Spygate concepts. We're going to have to get into that in this next hour. And I won't quite have time to go to the phones here in this segment, but big, thunderous stuff going on Spygate-wise. And again, you've got cornered deep state people. Oh, I'll go through it. Dana Buente goes down. AG Barr brings in another U.S. attorney, John Bash from Texas, to look into the unmasking thing done by the Obama administration. Sunlight on the Flynn-Kislyak transcripts. Oh, guess what? Flynn had a bunch of perfect phone calls with Kislyak. Perfect. The sunlight is devastating to the deep state here, folks. They know it. So, yeah, cue the mobs. See if that is the next backfire here. Be right back after this.
We are better together. News Talk 710 KNUS, Denver.